B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah. In the Ferrari or Jaguar, switching four lanes with the top down, screaming out money ain't a thing.
Bubble hard in the double off.
1 o'clock hour here on Zolak and Bertrand from our Town Fair Tires studios. We welcome in from pregame.com and Fox Sports Radio, the one and only RJ Bell. RJ.
I was just thinking about it. How many millions of dollars do you think we've won your listeners collectively over the years?
Tens of millions.
It's probably closer to billions, I would think. By the way, RJ Bell is brought to you by PropSwap. PropSwap, where America buys and sells sportsbook tickets, PropSwap.com.
You got to tell RJ about your propping, swapping, whatever.
Oh, he got a hot tub, RJ.
No, you're not. RJ's not going to. RJ, just very, very quickly, I was in a pool where random draw of, the teams in the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. My draw was Tampa in the East and the Blackhawks out West. Anyway, obviously I had one of two teams in the Cup final, and I reached out to the guy who had Dallas today, and I offered him a 50-50 split of the pot, and he took it.
Ooh, and I didn't see the odds. What's the odds?
Yeah, this is where you're not going to like it. Tampa Bay, I saw minus 180 for the Lightning.
220, minus 220.
Let's call it 200, minus 200.
You know something? Can you, how much is the win for?
Go ahead.
Well, since we had two teams, it was a $100 buy-in, so we're only splitting an $800 pot. It's $400.
Okay. Anytime you have a situation like that, I'll give you like plus 120 on something like that, and that way you can make even more money, and I'll take the gamble.
Yeah.
But you don't want to renege.
No, it's done.
No, it's over.
No.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah. I'm fine with them. That's 400, you know?
We've got a five-teamer this week that is absolutely disastrous, is what I would say. That's how we look at it. And none of us like our picks, and we think it's going to be a bad week.
Well, start with yours, Beetle. I like yours the least.
I like Chicago this week, covering a big line,
ooh.
I think, at 5.5.
Ooh. It's almost like you guys find the squarest play somehow.
it's sort of our thing.
I mean, think about this a second now. Is a good week two approach is what team could have easily lost that won and fade them, and then what team could have easily won that lost and look to play them because people overreact to the scoreboard.
Yeah.
Chicago was losing 23-6, I think it was. And lo and behold, give them credit. Last four drives, three touchdowns, they win. I mean, we know Detroit tends to give up leads late. And all of a sudden now Chicago's good? I don't know. I don't like it.
It's interesting the way you say you look at, last week. We all did what you said not to do. I looked at what the Jaguars did last week. So automatically, I like them getting 7.5 at Tennessee.
I like that, too. Okay,
you do like that. All right.
Yes. Sure. And here's why. I agree that them winning is going to have the people react. But I believe that there was a real chance, a tangible chance, that they were tanking. And I rarely say that. In fact, I never say that. But when they traded Fournette, I thought, what the heck's going on here? Or cut him, I guess. And what we saw last week was they were playing hard, and Minshew looked good. So to me, you got to upgrade them more than a typical team because it seems like you remove the chance of truly lack of effort. And Tennessee's in one of the worst spots I've ever seen. So think about this. Tennessee could have easily lost and not made the playoffs last year. Just took one more loss, right? Instead, they won two playoff games, give them credit. They lost in the conference finals, but got all that attention. Came out Monday night in front of the world. They win. And at altitude, in a COVID year where people aren't in as good a shape, these players, and now on a short week, they're playing at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock Eastern. Horrible spot. Love it for Tennessee, like the Jags.
Nice.
RJ, I had a question for you this week about the Patriots and how they're sort of viewed. as far as odds makers go, as far as the gambling public goes. You know, they don't have Brady anymore. They're not maybe the same team. They're definitely not the same team they were a couple of years ago, but they had a decent week one. How are they viewed in the gambling world now? Do they still get all the credit for Belichick?
No. In fact, surprisingly poorly, I think. Think back to the line, Miami under a touchdown in New England. I mean, if you look at the Buffalo-Miami this week and do the math on home field, 2 points instead of three, let's call it, due to lack of fans, Buffalo is considered by the betting market 2 points better than New England right now. So it's kind of surprising to me. And you look to say that they're clearly worse, at least in the eyes of the betting public, than the Seahawks. -4, favored by 4, Seattle is. And home field there, still just 2, because no crowd. Let me ask you guys a question. Is what do you think about Belichick and, unfortunately, his mother passing?
Yep.
I don't think it's going to be a fact.
I don't think it impacts him at all. I think his horse blinders are so much. I just think the fact that there's no crowd there at CenturyLink Field, it's just so less intimidating to go there. Like, that is a massive intimidating factor for a home team.
If there's one day in your entire life you're going to be distracted, isn't it when your mother passes?
Yeah, but she passed early during the week.
He's over it.
RJ, I know it's something that you got to consider when you're doing this. I don't even like talking about it. I find it distasteful.
No, but I mean, when his dad passed out, that was a tough one because I think it was a shock to him. But his mom was 98.
Yeah.
I don't think she was in the best health, but he even said, man, she had a great life. And he gave such a good tribute to her this week during his presser that I think he will take care of the business of the family and then move on and do his job.
Yeah, RJ, I mean, his dad was, you know, according to all accounts, one of his best friends in this world and his mentor. And, you know, his dad meant everything. And his dad passed. He coached a game against the Saints back in 2005 without having told anybody. And then he hit the podium after the game and announced it, having just coached the whole game, knowing his father had passed away. So, I mean, he's been through this before once already.
And, you know, I know we don't want to necessarily glorify such a single-mindedness, but you think about the teams in the bubble and family, friends, and they're out for 10 days. It's like, I love Belichick, you know, and you guys have been very lucky, as a Steelers fan, very lucky to have him all these years. In this game, I think one, and you guys can tell me if you considered this, this was the first time in almost 20 years, I guess, that the Pats in week one, you didn't quite know what offense they were going to run.
Right.
And to me, that advantage this week, they, you know, knowing Belichick and the staff, they probably have another gear here. But I think that last week might have looked a little better because of the element of surprise. I also think that what the New England's doing, running the ball, running Cam, the second most any game in his career, is very smart, because this is more like a college game at this point with the lack of prep time. We don't know how it's going to evolve. It feels like, though, week two, you can still do that. You know, I think 4, 5, 6 weeks, that will be the case. I don't know about him running that much, but I mean, it being everyone's behind, I think, in prep. Finally, though, one thing that causes me pause, I do lean towards New England. Russell Wilson, all the analytics people say, why don't they throw more early? Throw more early. Well, finally they did against Atlanta. And, man, if they keep that up, Seattle's going to be a lot more effective.
We were just talking a couple of minutes ago. Pete Carroll said after the game, we got to run the ball more.
Which I think it's a dodge. I think it's a dodge.
Okay.
Because he didn't tell anyone all offseason that he was going to throw more like this. I think he's going to try to get Belichick to think, oh, that was an aberration. That's my guess.
Okay.
See, I took the under in this game because you got two good defenses to run. With 46, I took the under.
Well, you know, considering how good New England's D is against the pass, you know, maybe Seattle does run the ball more. And, you know, I don't recall. Is this the first game since the Super Bowl with these two?
No. I don't think so, no. Because Gronkowski got hurt in the one, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I didn't, you know, that would have been
they lost. They lost on a two-point conversion, I thought, or a goal line. They lost on a goal line at home here in New
England. I guess I'd evened it out, huh?
Yeah.
So I lean New England.
Okay, good.
Nice. 2016 was the last one. You're right.
Yeah.
Sir. Okay. What was the other one that we wanted to ask RJ about? Was there any other bets that stood out to us? T-Bone? T-Bets, as we're calling them today?
I got a best bet if you want one.
Yes, we'll take that.
All right, this is going to be something, a game you guys didn't even... Tell me honestly if anyone even considered this game. Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, yes.
We got
yeah?
it.
Yeah, we picked Philly. We all picked Philly.
Oh, okay. I give you credit there, because to me, this is one of those hold-your-nose type games.
Yeah.
But if you look at it, they had alignment out with cramps, and Lane Johnson was out. Both are expected back. So now two of the four missing linemen are back. The defense played, you know, quite well in that game. If you look at the yards per attempt and such, just turnovers. And the D-line played particularly well, which is the Rams really struggle against, and Goff specifically, against that kind of rush. And this line literally was Philly favored by like four a couple weeks ago. And I got it at +1. It just got bet in the last hour or so. It's now Philly -1.
Yeah, and who do we have?
We have the Rams in the bet, but we all wanted Philly. So put the square around Jim for that one.
Well,
I wanted Rams.
Jim's picking the Rams.
Philly, but none of you picked Philly.
Well, we all wanted Philly,
well,
but
you
Jim.
Said Philly. I
Jim,
thought just in reference to the game.
Yeah, we
have that game.
We all like Philly. We have that game. We all like Philly except for Jim.
No,
and it was Jim's call, and
I'm
he went with the Rams.
I'm with him, Rams.
Yeah,
Rams.
The other one was T-Bones, which we couldn't remember, which was the Go ahead.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm going to have to listen to the stream 10 minutes before to make sure you guys aren't punking me here with all these square picks.
No.
It's how stupid we are.
The other one was the 49ers coming to the Jets and the picking the 49ers.
cover seven.
Was it 7 or 7
yeah,
and a half?
Cover seven.
After
14 hours through wildfire smoke. Yeah.
It opened 4. So at 4, I love it, right? It's 7 now. I like the under. You guys always get the worst line. I like the under.
Because we wait until Friday because we're idiots.
I don't want to solicit across state lines, but we should do, you know, you guys should bet with me is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, hypothetically. But I will say I do like the under in that game because you think about it, the Jets can stop the run. That's the one thing they can do. I'm really down on Sam Darnold. I don't know if you heard he had mono last year. I don't think he's recovered. And I think 49ers are going to be fine midterm, but I think they're so thin at receiver. Sanu, you know, it took weeks he was cut without getting picked up, which I thought was interesting. You know, so obviously it was a desperation move. So I like under in that game.
All right. RJ, great to talk to you as always.
Also, by the way, I'll keep you guys updated. 4-1 in the Super Contest Gold, tied for second.
Beautiful.
All right.
Only 1-5-0 last week.
All right.
All right. Very good. Keep us in the loop on that.
Congrats.
Thanks, boy.
All right. See ya.
RJ Bell from pregame.com and also Fox Sports Radio.
Jim shouldn't even pick the Rams because they're uniform.
I had a great record when RJ disagreed with my picks last year.
Oh!
Glad you didn't bring that up. He was going to take it personally.
More reporting on the Celtics blowout last night.
Ooh.
Apparently some late-night meetings as well.
Ooh.
We'll tell you the latest from Adrian Wojnarowski next.
The former QB, always laser-focused.
It's like going to bed at night, bringing a rattlesnake in your room. I'm sleep on a hot spot, on a hot rock.
And the guy who was always by his side.
The Lakers, UFOs, mayonnaise, all in the mix here.
Zolak and Bertrand.
If that makes any sense.
No.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
84-79, Dragic against Grant Williams. They are isolated, right side of the floor. See if Dragic tries to take him to school. Picks up his dribble. Grant Williams shuts him down. It goes to Hero. Long cross court. Crowder swings at Derrick Jones in the corner. Back to Crowder. He's going to take the three over Tatum and hit it.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Man. Jay Crowder is put. Oh. Going steal.
Steal. Derrick Jones jumps in the lead passing lane. Gets it back. Looking on the alley-oop from Hero. It's no good. Rebound. Bounces around. Tyler Hero wins it. The Celtics are lost right now.
Celtics have stopped playing.
They have stopped playing.
Both Max and Grandy right there saying the Celtics have stopped playing. That's what happened. That's how bad it got last night for the Celtics. We keep playing that promo, too, during Felger and Maz of the caller criticizing Maz for having said the Celtics had a 14-point lead in Game 1.
Yeah.
I'm wondering what the caller thinks about the 17-point lead in Game 2 they blew.
Jesus.
I'm wondering if that's a big enough lead to start talking about the leads that the Celtics have blown in this series. We know that after the game last night, it was not a good scene inside the Celtics locker room. It's been widely reported on now by Gary Washburn and Shams. And when you have all those reports coming out, well, Woj has to get his sources.
Woj bomb,
too.
Yeah.
Adrian Wojnarowski needs to jump on board and get a little something in there for everybody. Here's his tweet. It says, ESPN sources. Brad Stevens had a late night Thursday meeting with Celtics leaders, Kemba Walker, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and Marcus Smart to work through the emotions of the post-game two locker room. I don't know why I had a weird time reading that.
Yeah.
Awkwardly written.
Well, they let Tice go to bed?
A lot of yelling in the locker room, but nothing escalated to a physical confrontation. Oh, good. They weren't literally trying to fight each other. It was just all verbal. Yay.
Bubble fatigue.
No one took any swings. Like, oh, okay. It doesn't mean that they're mentally in a good place, but this may be nothing. It really may not be anything at all. In fact, the fact that they're actually pissed at each other or they care enough to be fighting with each other means that they're at least emotionally invested in what the hell it is that's going on the floor. Okay? The question now becomes, how do they play over the next two games? Not the next one game. They put themselves in a big hole here. You can't now just win game three and everything is okay for the Celtics. That's not how this is going to go. You say game three is a must win. I think the next two are must win games.
No,
I don't think they're going to have a shot to win this series if they don't even it up.
Start game three. Start with game three. And winning to me isn't enough. You have to embarrass them. In game three, you have to win convincingly. You got to win by 10 or more. And
we're worried about style points now.
Yes.
Why?
Because if they win on a last second bucket, you think that's going to scare the Heat off in game four?
No, I know what he's saying.
No, but what if you win two games like that?
You need to exert your force.
Scrap and claw, right? And you get two wins, and it's 2-2. Then you're tied up 2-2.
What do we learn if they win a blowout? We don't want to learn anything. If they win a close game, we might learn something about them.
How they doing game five of the last series? Pretty good, right? Were they able to close it out? I understand what Hardy's saying, though.
You want to plaster them. Like, you want to come out and say, I got balls.
They're convinced right now they can beat you. You want to know why? Because they can beat you.
Well, they can beat you with Jay Crowder.
Don't give them, like, a last second shot. You know, that's the way it is, a tough fought game. None of that stuff. Get them with their tails tucked and thinking, oh, maybe. Maybe the clock just struck midnight on this postseason for the Miami Heat.
I'd actually prefer they sort of just get by in game three and have the Heat walking away from the game saying, oh, we let one get away. That had nothing to do with them. That was all us. And then if you're going to have some sort of big convincing win, do it in game four.
I'm with you, Beto.
Thank you.
If they come out of that game, if they blow them out, they're still coming into the game saying, all right, we just need to keep it close in the final 2 minutes and we're going to win.
Right.
If they win a close game, and maybe the Celtics blow a
they're
small
gonna
lead.
They're going to lull them into it, Hardy.
Maybe the Celtics blow a small lead and then come back to win it. That would be something.
How about this?
How about
get a 14-point lead and
don't
keep
blow
it until the end of the game.
Don't blow it this
Trade
time.
Trade buckets with them for the final 24 minutes. Can you do that?
Game four.
Jake is in Boston. Hey, Jake.
Boys, I'm going to lay off Bill this week because he has a very good reason to be distracted. And plus, if this team was anything more than 7-9, I'd be concerned with the game plan. It's not 2005 anymore. But on to last night, because there have been tens of thousands of media jobs slashed just this year. And not that I like to see it happen, but what Gary Washburn did last night was a fireable offense. You sent out three tweets in a 10-minute span about this locker room argument. And not once did you think it'd be wise to hit the record button on your cell phone so you can get the audio. Not once did you figure out it might be important to transcribe the biggest story about the team you cover and that you've left society to be in this bubble for, which is either their complete implosion or their coming together moment. So what happened? You saved a little nugget about Brad telling them to calm down in your story for the print edition, and then Shams beat you by breaking that it was Smart going after Jaylen Brown, and then Woj beat you by saying Brad was holding late night meetings. That's pathetic. And to make it even worse, you're an African-American male. You have Jeff Twist and Christian Megliola who are lily white. You could have done whatever you wanted in that bubble to get that audio, and you didn't do it. That is pathetic.
pathetic.
What made you think he was close enough to get the audio of it?
Absolutely. You guys have stood out of these locker rooms before. You can tell what songs are playing. You can tell what's going on in the background. He obviously heard enough to write background on his story. He didn't have a brain cell to press the record button or to break out his notepad and write, Jalen is saying this. Jason is saying that. Yeah. Fred is saying that. Because that's the most fascinating piece of the series. I want to know exactly what happened in that locker room. Who said what?
I just don't think that it's necessarily possible to know what it is that's actually being said. I don't know what the setup is there, number one. It's in the bubble. I don't know how close they were to know that this was going on.
I don't think
could you be
close.
Behind a door and know that guys are screaming on the other side and not make out what they said?
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. And being in the bubble, I would assume that they aren't that close.
I don't know what the distance is. I don't know what the protocol is. I don't know what the rules are.
Jake's pissed, though.
I mean, from a journalistic, with a small J, standpoint.
Small J.
Is it okay to record a conversation going on behind closed doors and then disseminate it to your audience?
I don't know about the audio, but if you were able to hear the actual words and know who said them, I don't think there's anything against that.
No. To get the audio out there? That's what Jake is asking for.
Yeah, no, that's...
To share the audio. Hit record on your phone and share the audio.
He said at the very least transcribe what it was that was said or get some sort of piece of what it was that was said.
Right.
Mike in Brockton. Hey, Mike.
Hey, fellas. How you doing? From what I heard Marcus Smart pretty much yelled at everybody and said that he can't... I guess one of the statements he made was he can't defend everyone. He can't guard everyone, which he makes a very good point because he can't. Watching this series, and I go back to Toronto series, I just think Brad is being outcoached. And if you look at the stretch that we went up 17, the defense that they played, they stayed man-to-man against us. Once they went to that zone, just like what Nick Nurse did, we can't score. And I can't understand how a professional coach does not make any adjustments to that. And when he does make the adjustment, he puts a guy on the foul line, which is the right place to put a guy on the foul line in the center of that zone defense. But he doesn't put someone there that's not a triple threat in that position that can drive, pass, or shoot. He leaves Marcus Smart there. The substitution pattern has been crazy. Romeo Langford hasn't played in, what, six games, five games, except the games that were blowouts? And he puts him in the second quarter. Enes Kanter. He doesn't play him at all. He plays Williams. He doesn't play Williams at all last night. He plays Kanter instead of rotating those three, Kanter, Williams, and Tice. It just looked like he was panicking last night. And I don't know if he was reaching to try to find a group of guys that he can get a run out of. But, I mean, just watching the way he's coaching his team, there's no rhyme or reason to his substitution patterns. There's no adjustments. And even if there is adjustments, guys aren't following those adjustments. You got Tatum.
Mike, thank you. Mike,
very selfish.
Mike, thank you. Appreciate the call. You said a lot there already. Let's just focus on like one thing. Can you stop that pick and roll for us, if you don't mind? Last night?
Be a good start.
Just respond.
That's working for them.
Do anything?
Yeah.
Like, let's just focus on one thing. Mike's not wrong. Brad Stevens has gone 0-2 in the series. The coaching has been lackluster at best.
Do you blame him for the substitutions, though, just to try something?
No, I don't. That's one thing I don't think is a big deal. Like, the substitution patterns, to me, are not what the issue has been.
Kanter actually helped for a little bit, and then he got him out of there.
He did a nice reach in on that one. That was nice.
But at the end of the day, you need your players to start playing with the sense of urgency that Miami has operated with.
Oh, the Jimmy Butler play.
Okay.
The Jimmy Butler hustle play. The tap and the hustle out of bounds to get back in.
So much of it last night was just energy.
Yeah.
And giving a damn, right?
Yeah.
And they were sort of lacking that. Today's takeaways are coming up at 150 with fake promos. And we'll be able to get to more of your calls as well before we do that. Coming up next.
What's up? Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Solak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah. Felger Mass coming up at the top of the hour. 617-779-0985.
There
you go,
Zo. You're leaving now. It's in your eyes. It's in your eyes. No disguising it. There's no disguising it. It's Friday, baby. I'm right. Start feeling it.
You're feeling it now?
You'd be flying out right now, Zo. This was a normal year.
Right. God. But guess what?
It's not.
You're not.
I'm not.
You don't have to go anywhere today.
Go nowhere.
And you can be home tomorrow. And you can be home on Sunday watching Tom Brady at 1 o'clock.
Oh, like a real person. What do you think I should eat Sunday? That's like a takeout day. Like, you don't take out pasta. Pasta doesn't travel well. Like, it's gooey and goopy. What does travel well, though? Subs travel well.
Oh, you're talking about bringing your food,
like food
here.
No. Sunday at home. Like for the games.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We have to bring our food to the stadium.
Takeout.
Different experience.
Food there, too. I might bring an air fryer.
I forget that you guys go to the stadium.
I think I'm going to bring an air fryer in.
I thought you come here.
No.
I keep forgetting that.
No stadium. You're calling from the booth. Show up at 8.
So you'll be in the booth on Sunday night at Gillette Stadium, an empty Gillette Stadium.
Yep. Yes.
Probably be
lunch pail.
Can I have the windows open?
Bob yes. wants them open, yes.
Bob wants them open all season.
Even for road games.
Yes.
You know, to fill the cold.
Aren't you worried about bugs or anything?
Well, like, it's going to be
high,
cold.
Mosquitoes? High of 58 on Sunday.
I mean, we're talking about getting, flirting with some freezing temperatures overnight here coming up pretty soon.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what? Why do you need the windows
open? Tomorrow's a good day for pumpkins. Pumpkins and flowers.
I don't have to worry about that. I'm in like a phone booth behind them now. It's completely sealed in by plexiglass.
The plexi box.
I'm tight in there now.
Yeah?
It's tight.
Have a divider between you and Bob?
Nah. No. We don't. No. It's me, Mark, and Bob up front. Jim's in the back, but like I got a tap on the...
There was a flag on the field, and Bob and Zo were looking at each other, not in the field, and I went to go get their attention.
Jim's point.
And I jammed my finger right into the plexiglass.
Oh, Jesus.
Jim almost had to tape his finger up.
Don't do that.
Jim almost had to tape his finger.
That's not good. Yep. I don't want to do that. Carolina, Tampa Bay, 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Ooh.
Godwin, Bruce Arians is saying, is doubtful now. Mike Giardi just had that 6 minutes ago.
That's not good.
And concussion protocol looks doubtful.
Could Tom Brady be 0-2 to start the year?
0-2.
Whether you were surprised at all to hear Bruce speaking publicly about the picks and being critical of you as he was?
He's a coach, so I'm a player. Just trying to win a game.
Oh, okay. That's all?
You see any TB12 endorsements this week? Like tweets or posts or anything?
No, I saw a Gronk endorsement this week. I saw the new Gronk commercial.
It's been quiet. Oh, the trim your balls? Yeah, find your balls?
Yes.
Yeah. That was not a good commercial.
Well, he's not good at acting.
Oh, I can't find my balls. Where'd you? Here, she's like, Nicole.
He's not good at that.
Camille's tossing him the... trimmer.
She's fine.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with her
she's
acting.
She's a much better actor than he is. She carries that relationship, I think, from an acting standpoint.
What do you mean in terms of their acting relationship? We're thinking about them as, like
if they're going to be saying as a package deal moving forward, which it seems like it is sort of getting there with them. If they're going to do things together, she's the frontliner.
The frontliner.
He's back burner. Back burner Rob.
Okay.
Yep. Let's get open Sunday, son. Right.
I just don't think of them as like a George Burns and Gracie type of couple. I don't think they've got a long career going forward and, as comedic actors or anything.
I bet they've had some nights, huh?
What?
I bet he's gotten crazy. Like they've gone out a lot. They go out all the time.
Well, good.
All those parties and stuff and.
They're having a good time.
Yep.
Absolutely.
I think the brothers are still around. Like, do you think they show up? Like, they're living with them too? Like, the brothers.
I don't know.
Were living here and working out in the basement, the videos and that. At some point,
probably.
I need some space,
You sell that house in Foxborough yet?
No.
Really?
Yep.
They still have the party bus parked outside?
I haven't seen a bus. I haven't gone by in a while. Don't really care about the bus.
That's really what we need to know about.
You need to move that thing out of the driveway for showings. That's not.
Not
it's like having an RV parked there with, two of the tires flat on one side.
A bass boat.
That's got to be housed somewhere near my house because that's always on the road near the airport in Providence.
I can just picture someone going in there and being like,
why are there padlocks on all the bedroom doors?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, well, we got a bunch of roommates here. Had a little bit of a theft problem.
Jesus.
Was this a multi-unit? Has this been... How is this zone?
It's an illegal six family now. It's a rooming house.
Six outside doors.
Why is there a microwave in every bedroom?
Lots of mini fridges.
Mini fridges. Blenders. Unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
I noticed outside there are six separate phone lines running in it. Well, we got tired of, you know, whacking up the long distance bill. Hey. You know, with a highlighter going through, see who owed what.
Hey, six dishes attached to the satellite dishes.
No, I mean, like different sets of dishes.
Why does it say Dish Network?
There's some blues, there's some reds. It's like, oh no, those are my dishes. That way, it's no fight as to who didn't do their dishes.
Right.
Color coded.
Unbelievable. Everyone has a shower caddy to bring all their
flip flops.
To bring their things to and from the bathroom.
Yeah. Who gets to park the car inside?
Shower.
That's what it is.
Did you guys flush the jet skis when you brought them back, or did I have to flush?
All right, so that will be the 1 o'clock game we pay attention to in New England on Sunday.
It's a big one. It's a big one.
I noticed there's a lien against the property for $35. Yeah, they forgot to return the keg tap. So they actually filed a lien.
I still have a keg in my garage. Address. I still have a keg in my garage from summer party.
You're supposed to take those back.
I know.
We get Denver at Pittsburgh is the early game on CBS this weekend here in Boston.
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah, the CBS late game is Kansas City and Chargers. And the Fox game is, as we've said, Carolina and Tampa Bay. That's what they've chosen for the people of New England this week.
It's going to be a hard decision for Fox every week to decide, right?
Oh, that's a tough one, yeah.
Well, when they don't have, when do the Giants play this week? When's their game at Chicago?
You should probably know. We bet it.
Right.
Chicago. It's got to be 1 o'clock.
It is.
That's not a primetime game.
So this is interesting.
Tell me I'm going to have to go to a sports
All bar. Of New England is, most of New England is getting Giants-Chicago, but the Boston area is getting Denver-Pittsburgh.
What's
so
Providence
Manchester,
getting?
Manchester, Boston, Providence is all going to get the Denver game.
Mm.
But Western Mass, all of Hartford, and most of Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont are all getting the Giants game.
Hmm.
So I wonder why that is. Why they decided to go Denver-Pittsburgh here. It's weird. It stands out as one of the small areas that ended up with the different game. Why is that?
Wait, we're getting Denver-Pittsburgh and not Tampa Bay?
Oh, no.
No, this is CBS.
Oh, okay.
No, we are getting Tampa Bay over on
Fox. Why
the
Giants and Bears on CBS anyways?
They can't be.
Cross-flex game?
Yeah, it's one of those new things. You know, it doesn't fully line up anymore.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they have those cross games. Giants-Chicago is Ian Eagle and Charles Davis on CBS early.
I wonder what Dan Fouts
I just thought that
share.
Was automatic. Like, if the Giants were playing and they can have them on in this area, they put them on.
What do you think they got Fouts doing right now?
I don't know.
He's got to be folding napkins somewhere.
I don't know. You'll have to figure that out. You'll have to figure that out for yourself. Why don't we get to today's takeaways? You ready for that?
Sure.
All right.
Hey. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, it's time for today's takeaways, which are fake promos and are brought to you by Wake at 180 Weight Loss. It's September, if you haven't checked, and you're now starting to settle into that new routine. Why not make losing weight with a Wake at 180 part of that new routine? Fast weight loss and a free support for life. Check it out, wakeat180weightloss.com.
Let's go to the fake promos, shall we?
We have six this week.
Six good ones?
I think there were six quality fake promos, yes.
Attaboy.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Oh, I love
it. I would hold them in to the point where right when it's ready to disintegrate, you pull it out and just put it in your mouth and psh, like it's an explosion.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
dipping of the Fig Newton in the liquid.
I got a backup on that from my neighbor last night who said Fig Newton, excellent, underrated dessert.
Disgusting.
Also feels that it is somewhat healthy because there is fig involved. He also recommended dunking it in coffee.
I agree with coffee. Coffee
quick
just
dunk.
Quick dunk.
You ever notice how you bite a fig Newton? Like the, what's the grit?
That's sand.
Seeds.
It's sand.
Terrible.
They put a little bit of sand in there.
I don't like the grit. It's turn off.
Secret ingredient.
Midday's at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
So far, the O has always been the same in the RPO. And through week one, there's only been R, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where's the P?
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Well, why was I'll that a fake promo?
I think it's a potty joke.
Hardy wants to know where the P is.
Like, come on.
Hardy's one of those P guys.
That's T-Bone.
All right. Swing and a miss.
Oh, boy.
Midday's at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
So we were in his house one time. We had a tournament at his house. We hear all this noise in his garage.
This guy.
Were you getting ready for a tournament in Sonny's garage, or was the tournament being held in Sonny's garage?
He had one for an invitational. So anyways.
So what happened with the bear? Is it a bear story?
That's a possum.
It's a possum story.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
He was here in all his glory.
One of the most foolish things we've ever talked about.
We were talking
a foolish call,
talking football and bears. This guy calls up to talk foosball and possums. What?
Invitational. You got to be invited to it, like
in Sonny's garage.
What was the guy's name? Sonny.
Sonny some Hickville or something.
Sonny something. Sonny NASCAR.
Sonny driver guy.
Cole Trickle.
Sonny Whalen. Sonny Whelan.
Whatever.
Sonny Whelan.
There you go.
If you don't believe
Solak and Bertrand.
He will not finish his contract there, and he will start games for your New England.
Blah, 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 quah, 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 quah.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Who was that about?
I don't even know. Can't remember.
It's quarterback.
It's labeled here as Tannehill.
Yeah, it was Tannehill.
Quah, gross.
28.5 million he's making this year.
Oh.
That guy. Oh. 28.5 million.
Should have invested a little more in the kicker.
He should be better this week, huh?
What an idea. What a concept.
Midday's at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
Captain, my captain. Dead Poet Society. Carpe diem.
Carp?
Carpe diem. Kappa?
You said Carpa? Is that what you want?
I don't know. I really don't.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's okay.
Would any of us know Carpe Diem if it weren't for Dead Poets Society?
No.
Yes.
Oh, T-Bone over there.
That's like a common thing that people would say, like in reference. Yes.
I don't think so. I don't see it getting thrown around a lot.
My friends don't say that.
No one actually uses it. You see it in...
I've never seen the movie, and I know the expression.
Yeah, I've never seen that movie.
Well, did you take Latin
in
high school?
No. I've lived life.
It's pretty common phrase.
I seize days every day. That's all I do. I'm a day seizer.
Yeah.
We have one more, and it's from this morning.
Let's hope it's good.
Midday's at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
You've got this sitting, dangling in front of you. You're going to blow it?
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, my God.
I saw Jim and T-Bone over there clapping as I was speaking about the Celtics and this missed opportunity. I thought they were applauding my take, and all they were doing is applauding at...
Oh, my God.
First segment
Jim
of the day.
Jim got in my ear and goes, you two just missed one of the greatest fake promos ever. Holy crap.
You know what?
Can we get a flat tire.
Not very corporate-like of you, Jim.
It wouldn't be corporate-like to play it a second time.
I agree.
Wow. Gonna blow that, huh, Marty?
That's so good.
The Celtics aren't going to blow this opportunity, yes.
Just hanging right
man.
There.
Hey, Zoe, enjoy the trip to Foxborough this weekend.
It'll be a long one.
I'll be back with you Sunday night, 5 o'clock? 5 p.m.? 5:30?
Yep. Somewhere here.
What time? I need to be here at 5:30 with Gasper. I'll be here. Dogger Mazur next. Have a great weekend. Enjoy it.
Back. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.